Oh, it's drama, all right. But what's going on in Washington, D.C. isn't a life and death drama. Although the Democrats starting impeachments against Donald Trump might have him fighting for his political life. I'm taking a wait and see attitude on that matter, unlike partisan politicians. But once again, it's not actual life and death. However, what's going on in a Phoenix hospital and on the sidewalk outside is a life and death drama playing out right before our eyes. Reuben Vahi was brought to the John C. Lincoln Medical Center in Sunnyslope when he overdosed. Everyone agrees the overdose didn't kill Reuben, but Honor Health, which runs John C. Lincoln Medical Center, says he is brain dead. The real-life drama, unlike what Washington thinks is real, is playing out on the streets because his family actually held a protest yesterday in front of that hospital in order to let everyone know that they think Reuben is still there and not brain dead. And they have taken more action than just protests. They got a judge to issue a temporary restraining order against the Donor Network of America and the hospital. Even though Reuben registered as an organ donor, his family says it's too soon for Reuben's organs to be donated. And what I think is a really bad PR move, the Donor Network is suing the family to get his organs. His family wants to make doubly sure that there's no chance Reuben will wake up, breathe on his own, and be the Reuben they remember. Sadly, if he was caught up in an addict's lifestyle before overdosing, he probably already wasn't the Reuben they remember. You may be asking, why do they think his brain is still alive? They say when they talk to him, they see tears. Does that mean he's still there? I don't know, but it's awfully hard to not get tears in our eyes over another family devastated by a growing drug problem.